Chapter 2. Matthew and Marilla are surprised. At Bright River, the train station was quiet. Matthew could only see a little girl.
"When will the 5:30 train be here?"
he asked the man in the ticket office.
"The 5:30 train left. That little girl was on it. She is waiting for you,"
the man answered.
"But I came for a boy. I don't understand," said Matthew.
"You can ask her about it,"
the man said quickly. He wanted to go home for his dinner. Matthew was very frightened of new people.
"What can I say to this little girl?" he thought.
The little girl watched Matthew. She was 11 years old. She wore an ugly yellow dress and a brown hat. Her face was small, white, and thin, and she had bright red hair.
"Are you Mr. Matthew Cuthbert of Green Gables?" she asked. "I am happy to see you. I thought about sleeping in a tree tonight, but going home with you is much better."
"I'm sorry I was so late," Matthew said quietly.
He could not tell the little girl about the mistake.
"I'll take her home," he thought. "Marilla will tell her."
The little girl talked a lot on the drive to Green Gables.
"Prince Edward Island is very pretty. Look at that cherry tree over there with all the white flowers," she said happily.
"Well, this is wonderful. I'm going to live with you and have a home. I always wanted a home."
Matthew enjoyed listening to this intelligent and funny girl.
"We will make her very sad," he thought, "because she can't stay."
Later that evening, Matthew walked through the door of Green Gables with the little girl.
"Who is that? Where is the boy?" asked Marilla.
"There was no boy," said Matthew. "Only her."
Matthew looked at the little girl in the yellow dress. He did not know her name. The child's face was suddenly sad.
"You don't want me because I'm not a boy," she said. "Nobody wants me."
She started crying very hard.
Marilla was surprised. "Don't cry about it," she said.
The child looked up.
"But I'm very sad. I thought I had a home, and now I don't, because I'm not a boy," she shouted.
Marilla smiled a little.
"Please stop crying. You can stay tonight, and we can talk again in the morning. What's your name?"
"Will you please call me Cordelia?" said the child.
Is that your name? Asked Marilla.
Well, no. But I would like to be called Cordelia, she said.
Cordelia is not your name. What is? Said Marilla.
Anne Shirley, she said sadly. But I like Cordelia better.
Anne is a good, sensible name, said Marilla.
All right, but please call me Anne with an E. It looks much nicer.
Were there any boys at the orphanage? Marilla asked Anne.
Yes, there were lots of boys. But you wanted a girl, they said. Would you like a girl with brown hair better than me?
Asked Anne. No, your hair doesn't matter. We need a boy to help Matthew on the farm, said Marilla. Anne could not eat anything at dinner. You are not eating, said Marilla.
I can't. I feel too sad. Have you felt this sad before?
Asked Anne. No, said Marilla.
Then you do not understand. It feels terrible. You can't eat bread, cake, chocolate, or anything.
Anne looks tired, Marilla,
said Matthew kindly. Marilla took Anne to bed, then came back to the kitchen. She must go back to the orphanage, Matthew, she said quietly.
But she's a nice little thing, Marilla, Matthew said. Maybe she can stay, and I can find a boy to help me on the farm.
No, Matthew, we don't need a girl, and she talks too much, said Marilla.
Okay,
said Matthew. He went to bed. Then Marilla went to bed. Anne cried in her bed until she slept.